You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on stream at KGYMradio.com, on the app, which is free to download for your smartphone, also on your smart speaker device. Do not adjust your radio dials. I am not Scott Unash. He's in Ohio, Mark, I think, right?
He is indeed.
He's in Ohio. Okay, yeah, he's in Ohio, so I got called out of the bullpen like Mariano Rivera or someone.
You're our best right-hander, dude.
I am. Yeah, I am. I am actually a right-hander, so that's accurate. But, call out of the bullpen. That's what we do around here. That's what I do around here, and happy to do it. Happy to sit here for another hour talking sports with you here on a Friday on KGYM, 319-366-1600. Spencer on Sports just wrapped up. And now we are here on the Gym Class. Love to hear from you today. Going to talk about a number of different things, including expectations for Iowa's spring quote-unquote football game tomorrow. The spring practice bright and early at Kinnick Stadium tomorrow. If you're going, chime in. What are you going to be watching for tomorrow? Going to talk about that. Also going to talk about some news from the Iowa basketball camp. Also going to get into a pretty epic loss. Is it an epic comeback or an epic choke job?
Yep.
I think it's both. Last night in Minnesota, we're going to twist the conversation a little bit. What is the worst loss you've experienced as a fan of your team? And it could be multiple. Like, if you're a fan of multiple different teams, what's the worst loss you've experienced as a fan? I brainstorm my list. I'll share my list. I went back to 2014 on my list. I could go back a little bit further just to show you how much misery has been in my sports fandom since I've been alive.
Heavy Oshkosh or what?
No. Packers.
Oh, okay.
One Brewer series on there. Bucks series on there. Mostly Packers, though. A lot of soul-crushing defeats.
Recent?
Well, we can get into that. Love to hear from you on that topic as well. 319-366-1600. Again, the show today, I should mention, brought to you by DePaco Community Credit Union, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union, presented the Gym Class every Monday through Friday from 3 until 4. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DePaco.com. Lots going on in the sports world, and The NBA is the NBA, right? It's not for everybody. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. I've talked about this on my show. It's, you know, if you're a fan, you'll watch. If you're not a fan, maybe you're just a casual fan. It might not be high on your priority list of things to do. But when you see a game, and hear a game, because it was on ESPN Radio last night, Minnesota and Memphis. Minnesota with a 26-point lead in that contest, Mark. 26-point lead, and they lose. I know one Timberwolves fan specifically who was at the game last night, and he checked in with me, and he's like, dude, you would not imagine the feeling right now. And I don't want to imagine the feeling right now, but that led me to thinking, what is the worst loss you've experienced as a sports fan? And this isn't even like, you know, a championship on the line. This was game three. So it could have been a lot worse from that perspective. You think of, you know, like the choke jobs that got a lot of publicity in mm-hmm. sports. You think of Golden State and the NBA specifically blew a 3-1 series lead to the Cavs. 2016, I want to say. You look at the 28-3 Super Bowl. The Falcons had that big lead on the Patriots. That's an all-timer. But I know there's plenty of them out there, and I know what most Hawkeye fans will probably say. I know what most, you know, Cyclone fans will say, but I cannot imagine being a Timberwolves fan this morning after what happened last night.
No, and I think you know, Spencer, that I'm not a huge NBA fan, but
right.
Excuse me, I'm scrolling through my Twitter feed last night, and I'm looking at these screenshots of the Memphis-Minnesota game from, well, it was 26 in the first half, right? 25 later on in the second half. Yeah. But as the score flipped, I had to check it out.
Right.
What's happening here?
Right.
And Memphis came back and won that game. Suppose it's the beauty of sports, and it's kind of the ugliest of sports. I mean, cliche, that's why they play the games. Yep. And Memphis went on two huge runs.
They did.
It was like 32-6, and
they went on a 21-0 run. 21-0.
Yeah.
And then they closed the game. They closed the game itself on a 50-16 run. They were down with 2:57 left, 79-54, and won 104-95. So a 50-16 run.
37-12 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Just incredible. And then there's a lot of, you know, I don't have the clips handy, but people questioning, you know, if you're Minnesota, why don't you call a timeout?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this isn't the first week of the season. You know, this isn't the preseason where you're trying to work out a bunch of guys and see who's making your roster. This is the NBA playoffs. You know, I mean, again, it's just game three. You know, you still got another game in Minnesota coming up Saturday night. There's still a chance to come back to tie this series, but I mean, I agree.
What's your psyche if you're the T-Wolves?
I played a clip from Kendrick Perkins on my show just about an hour ago. Kendrick Perkins, ESPN's NBA analyst, saying, "I don't know how they recover from this." And like you said, it's your psyche as a team. We did this on our home court. We were so close to getting that 2-1 series lead, and now it's flipped. They're up 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
They have the momentum, clearly, and you can only hope that if you're, you know, the hope here is if you're Minnesota, you're playing, you're a young team yourself. If you're Minnesota, you're a young team yourself. You're playing another very young team in Memphis. So you hope that maybe their inexperience might catch up to them and you're able to secure one on your home court and send this back to Memphis all tied up. That's your hope. But I just can't imagine going through that as a player, as a coach, as a fan.
It's almost a helpless feeling.
Yeah.
If you can't put the ball in the hole and you can't stop the other team, and it just mushrooms. And that's what happened last night. And we ask, and you responded already on the text line. If you want to dive into this now, Spencer, but 94-50 states the obvious. Iowa, UNLV in two words.
Mm-hmm.
1987, Elite Eight. We've gone over this a few times in the years we've been doing the show, but Iowa with a 16-point lead over Tark's crew out in Seattle. 16-point lead at halftime. And UNLV told the story ad nauseum. You go, I was there when it went into halftime in the press room, and the arrangements for the Final Four were being passed out by Iowa folks. Mm. those didn't make it home.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I think in the minds of Iowa fans, that Iowa UNLV game will live forever in terms of an epic collapse.
Mm-hmm. Epic collapse there.
Or epic comeback.
Epic comeback, either one. And it really was both. You know, I tend to believe that since it was on their home floor, it's more of an epic collapse by Minnesota last night than it is an epic comeback. I mean, you have to give a ton of credit to Memphis for not folding when they got down that big. But you're playing, they use the term, you're playing with house money. You were literally playing with house money last night. You were playing on your home court, and you lost. It's just, brutal, brutal. 319-366-1600, love to hear from you, starting off talking about the worst collapse you've seen, the worst loss even you've seen as a sports fan, in your sports fandom. Could be for any team. Doesn't have to be Hawkeyes. Doesn't have to be Cyclones. It could be your favorite pro team. It could be something completely obscure we're not thinking of.
Cyclone Jim on the text line. 2000, Iowa State led by 10 against Michigan State with 7 minutes left in the Elite Eight. Choked down the stretch. Eustace lost his mind. So close to the Final Four.
That was the year, the last time Big Ten won a championship. Michigan State, was it not? The year 2000?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. You talk about how Big Ten basketball has struggled in the NCAA tournament. Yeah. Mm. But, yeah, that's a painful one. The one I'm sure Hawkeye fans, I'm sure we'll get somebody chiming in on the text line, the 2015 Big Ten championship game.
Yeah.
It's Michigan State. Maybe even the Rose Bowl, although that one was over before it even began, it seemed like. Christian McCaffrey, still getting nightmares. Christian McCaffrey. Mm.
He was really good that game.
He was. He was really good. Surprised we haven't seen that one yet, but I'm sure we will. 309-366-1600.
As long as we're on Iowa State, I was covering the Cyclone football team in the late 70s, early 80s. And in 1979... I don't know how many of you out there remember this, or maybe we're even there. Fourth game of the year, Donnie Duncan's team took on Pacific at Cyclone Stadium a week after losing to Iowa 30-14. Pacific went into Ames and won, not just at the wire, 24-7, dominating. Sitting there at Jack Trice Stadium at the time, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Pacific doesn't have a football program anymore.
Pacific doesn't you see a team that lost to UW Milwaukee in football or Marquette in football. Didn't happen. it can't happen anymore. It didn't, you know, these teams don't exist.
Yeah.
Or Wichita State in football or something like that. Like, wait, Wichita State football? What's going on? Boy, yeah. I got to share mine because I have
an
extensive list. I started racking my brain, and I didn't want to. But I said I went back to 2014. I could go back to Super Bowl 32 with the Green Bay Packers. Should have won that Super Bowl. And then I will forever hate John Elway and Terrell Davis because of Super Bowl 32. It's personal, John. No, I'm kidding. But that's as far as I could go back. I'm sure there are others. The one that always sticks out to me is the 2014 NFC Championship game. Packers-Seahawks. Packers had a, 16-19-0 lead? Lost in overtime. Yeah. Brutal there. 2018 NLCS Game 7. Brewers lose 5-1 to the Dodgers. Chance to go to the World Series for the first time in forever. Yeah. Could have lived without that. Jeremy Jeffress giving up the home run to Yasiel Puig in the sixth that doomed the Brewers there. This one's been made a little bit better since the team won the championship last year, but the 2018-2019 Eastern Conference Finals, Bucks had a 2-0 lead on Toronto. Chance to go to the finals for the first time since they won the championship back in the 70s. And they lost four straight to Toronto. That one's been made a little bit better since they won the title last year. The other one, this is back to my alma mater, UW Oshkosh. Shout out to the Titans. 2017 D3 semifinals. We had a blizzard the night before. They're hosting the semifinal game, a chance to go to the D3 championship game for the second year in a row. They blew a 35-10 lead.
No way.
At home to Mountain Union, which is Matt Campbell's alma mater.
Yes.
Blew a 35-10 lead to Mountain Union. At home, it was like 15 degrees. There was snow everywhere. It was sunny, but it was freezing cold. So I froze my legs off, watched my alma mater blow a 35-10 lead in the D3 semifinals. That's my list.
That's painful.
Which one hurts the most? Probably the 2014 NFC Championship game, but 2017 D3 semifinals has got to be on my list.
Come on, Cub fans, let's hear from you. You've had a few. Was it 69? The Miracle Mets came back. Was it 2003? Bartman, God, it's been 20 years almost.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
And they've won a World Series since then.
Yes, they have, and you can't take that away from the Chicago Cubs.
You cannot.
But, there's been a lot of meltdowns in history, but that one last night in the NBA game was, it wasn't for the NBA championship, mm-hmm. but it was in the playoffs. So,
right.
Man.
Maybe we're not talking about this as much if this is like a game in January.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'd be people talking about it, but like the NBA's regular season is so like, it is so devalued. I mean, it's not as long as baseball. It's only 82 games in the NBA, where baseball's 162. So, I mean, you could not watch until September and you'd probably be fine. I mean, that's not what baseball wants you to do, obviously. They want you to, you know, stay with it the whole year. But with the NBA, I mean, and this is the topic of conversation, and it's a topic for probably another show and something we could dive into on Spencer on Sports at another time, too. But the effort in the regular season and the care from some teams in the regular season does not match the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's a health aspect to it too. Like, I mean, is there like, you know, if a player has been hurt all year, they're finally healthy, they're able to come back. Obviously that's going to change your team, and there's nothing you can do about that. You know, like if a player comes back and he's fresh and he performs well in the playoffs, then hey, more power to them. They get hot at the right time. That's what the playoffs is about.
Yeah.
But the NBA's regular season, like we could sit here and say, oh yeah, Minnesota had a 26-point lead and lost. And if we're talking in January about that, everybody's like, whoa, wow, how about that? Then they move on to the next topic.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is the playoffs. There's eyes on every game. Every game is on national TV, save for, you know, if there are any crazy blackouts. I saw some Wolves fans complaining earlier in the week that their game was blacked out in some parts. I don't know why, but if you're talking about this in a playoff sense, then it's big news. If it's just a regular season game, then.
I know you're not old enough to remember this, but I'm sure you're aware in 1992, the AFC wildcard game, in which Houston held a 35-3 lead in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Buffalo came. I'm not a fan of either team.
Right.
Talking about epic collapses, and I think it was Frank Reich who led the Bills in the second half for come from behind victory. And I don't think Houston's ever recovered from that standpoint.
Right. Yeah.
35-3 in a football game.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Houston, to be fair, is now the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
That franchise has moved, so they really didn't recover from that. But that's an epic one. I mean, there's so many that you could talk about. We have plenty of texts coming in on the text line. Ralph in Riverside. Saying as how he's a Raiders fan, the Tuck rule was difficult, but the Super Bowl whooping they got from the Buccaneers, Ralph saying a time he called off work so he wouldn't have to show his face.
Mm.
How many of us have been there? I don't know if I've ever been that embarrassed about my team, but yeah.
Ralph, I join you, RIP, Daryl LaMonica.
Yeah.
The great quarterback in the era of some terrific Raiders teams. He passed at the age of 80. LaMonica and Stabler, and actually Larry Lawrence from Cedar Rapids Jefferson was a backup quarterback on at least one of those teams. I'm not sure LaMonica was there or not, but some great, great teams there in Oakland.
Another Raiders fan chiming in, 1288. As a Raiders fan, the Tuck rule. As a Cubs fan, Bartman, but 1288 says, not Bartman's fault. 319-366-1600. Razorback Dale has been chiming in all day. Appreciate that as always. Arkansas, they've got some tough losses. Razorback Dale says them losing last year in the College World Series, losing to Nebraska. I know Nebraska's good in baseball, but losing to Nebraska, that's got to get, you know, That's always tough to take, is it not?
I think for a lot of Iowa fans.
Yeah.
Or anybody who's not a Nebraska fan.
That's true. Yeah. 319-366-1600. Going through the text line some more, talking about epic collapses, tough losses you've seen your teams take over the course of your fandom. 8451, you and I in Texas A&M. Yeah. That was, boy. You and I was up double digits in that one, weren't they? And A&M came back to
Seems
win.
Like it, yeah.
Yeah, I remember the game. I just, as a fan of Iowa sports in general, even though I lived in Wisconsin, I always followed, you know, Iowa, you and I, Drake, Iowa State to an extent. I wanted to see teams do well in Northern Iowa, and then they didn't. So, yeah. So that was tough. 319-366-1600.
That's a text message, 2712, the 2002 Iowa versus Iowa State football game.
Yeah.
And that was something like a 35-31 come from behind win for Iowa State.
Yep.
Over in Ames.
Yeah.
Terrific game.
Mm-hmm. That was a Kinnick, wasn't it? 2002? Or was that in Ames? Or am I completely off? 2002 Iowa State. Someone's going to yell at us on the text line here, but still though, I mean, you look at that 2002 Iowa team, they don't lose that game.
They go undefeated.
They go undefeated.
Yeah.
What happens, you know, in the what happens in the BCS that year? Do they get a shot? Do they avoid USC in the Orange Bowl that year? That's a debate that will live on in infamy, that's for sure.
I mean, Iowa State won its first six games that year. And then what happened?
They went 6-6, didn't they?
Lost six of the last seven, yeah.
That game was indeed at Kinnick Stadium, September 14th, 2002.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Seneca Wallace, maybe?
Seneca Wallace. Yeah. Green Bay Packers legend Seneca Wallace. Not a legend for the Packers. For the Cyclones?
Maybe in Seattle.
Yes. Seattle was...
Not a legend.
No. No. Don't think so. Probably not. 319-366-1600. 9049 Spiders over Iowa Hoops. Yep, that one's fresh in the memory of Iowa fans and basketball fans. Cyclone Tim weighing in with a whole bevy of results involving the Vikings. Cyclone Tim, you're not a Timberwolves fan, are you? If you are, I don't mean to laugh. I feel bad for you. 319-366-1600. The Vikings Saints NFC Championship game. The line I always remember. It's not Detroit, man. It's the Super Bowl. From Paul Allen, the radio guy for
Boy, that was tough. Vikings. That was tough.
Brett Favre going out with that loss. And, yeah.
71-94, Ronnie Harmon's 4 or 5 fumbles at the Rose Bowl.
Mm.
And another one blowing the 20-point halftime lead over UNLV. It was 16, and Harmon did fumble. Oh, God, I was there, and I remember it was 4 or 5, but he hadn't fumbled all year. And conspiracy theories popped up. His affiliation with agents went on for several years. But, yeah, that was a really probably as close to a national championship team that Iowa will have. You could say 2002 maybe, but Iowa was ranked number one in the country in 85. Lost at Ohio State, the only regular season loss on a dreadful weather day. Nevertheless, Ohio State did beat Iowa. And then, you know, third string running back, Jock Robinson, I think his name was, ran roughshod over an Iowa defense that was pretty good. And then Harmon's fumbles were so disappointing for Iowa fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Part of the game, though. Bad time to have your worst game, especially considering how that season was. Razorback Dale chiming in. A non-Arkansas example from him. Oregon losing to TCU in the Alamo Bowl after leading 31-0.
Mm.
That's anytime you have a margin that big, It's just, I mean, what? Well, speaking of bowl games, too, Minnesota, Texas Tech, the one that ended Glenn Mason's time up in the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. I think it was a 31-0 lead in that one, too. The Insight Bowl back in like 06.
Crazy stuff.
And then Texas Tech came back to win, and then Minnesota decided to bring in Tim Brewster, everyone's favorite head coach. Try fight win, everybody.
Kyle on the text line, the 2012 NLCS, the Cards blew a 3-1 series lead, getting outscored 32-1 to lose the series.
Yikes.
That's painful.
That was the year after they knocked out the Brewers from the playoffs. David Freese, the Brewer killer, ending the run there for the Brewers.
Couple golf fans weighing in, 71-48. Greg Norman blowing a 6-stroke lead in the Masters was painful to watch. And then 1999, Frenchman Jean Vandeveld needed the double bogey or better on the last hole. Could have hit 9-iron, 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 but didn't. Dumped it in the water a couple times. He did make a playoff, but lost in that. Mm. That was an epic meltdown.
It was. 319-366-1600. Kyle reminding us, David Freese also a Ranger killer, too. That is correct. David Freese was a Ranger killer.
He's out of baseball, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
I thought I saw... What did I see? No, maybe it was somebody else. I thought I saw he was coaching somewhere, but maybe I'm completely wrong. This has been a good conversation. It's been not... I wouldn't say it's been fun, but... It's been entertaining to talk about some of the biggest collapses of all time. You can keep those coming in on the text line at 319-366-1600. Want to get into a few other things going on in the sports world over the rest of the show, but your thoughts always welcome on the talk or text line here this afternoon. Going to talk a little Iowa spring football, basketball, maybe some baseball too in the second half of the show. Before we do that, you have an Emails Highway scoreboard update.
I do indeed. A lot on the scoreboard today. Major League Baseball, unusual, no action. The Cubs were scheduled to play at 1:20, and that game against the Pirates has been pushed back to 7:05. I believe that is still on. I have not seen. But
as of now, yes.
Big series for the Iowa baseball program at Rutgers, league-leading, eighth-ranked Rutgers. You may have that on the stream, but it looks like Iowa going to the ninth inning, leading 4-1 in that series.
Yeah.
That would be a terrific opener for the Hawkeyes. Waverly Shellrock has been kicked out of the Northeast Iowa Conference by fellow members, citing that school has gotten too big for everyone else. NEIC superintendents voted 5-1. Waverly Shellrock, the dissenting vote. Waverly will be out of the league June 20, 2023. And we've got a couple transfer portal items that I think we can get to in our Iowa basketball look in. Mm-hmm. Finally, we might want to talk more about this. Sounds like the NFL is going to have a triple header on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I saw this.
And that's usually reserved for the NBA, right?
Yes, yeah, the NBA.
I mean, they have a day-long celebration of basketball.
Like 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Yeah. It's like March Madness, but not.
But I think this is a one-off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not going to – Christmas falls on a Tuesday. They're not going to have triple headers, I don't think, on a Tuesday. So – But this year, anyway, Christmas falls on a Sunday. Almost a full slate of games on Saturday, aside from those three games on Christmas Day. So, something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. Open up your gifts and then watch some football and basketball at the same time on Christmas Day.
Mom, we can't eat now.
The Jaguars and Browns are on, Mom. Come on. What's going on? I don't think the Jags will be featured on Christmas Day, but stranger things have happened. Stranger things have happened. By the way, in that Iowa baseball game, indeed going to the bottom of the ninth, Isaiah Fallard, Mr. Meat Patty himself, a two-run home run in the top half of the eighth to give the Hawkeyes some insurance runs. So Dylan Nedved on to pitch, and should he complete the save, the Hawkeyes will have taken at least one.
Excellent.
Against the number eight team in the country. So should be a good series. Disappointed, though. It's not on actual Big Ten Network. You have two really good baseball teams. You have the number eight team in the country.
And they were showing Ohio State, Michigan, and somebody else. And
they're showing Campus Eats tomorrow at the time the Iowa baseball game is being played. I mean, nothing wrong with Campus Eats. It's fine. I mean, if I'm planning a trip to West Lafayette, I need to know where to eat. But, I mean, come on. You have a high-level college baseball game on, and you're showing a show from 4 years ago. So, I don't know. That's me. Just my thoughts. We'll be back here. We'll talk some more.
Kevin Warren on line one? Or
phone's not ringing, so hopefully not. We'll talk about some baseball, some spring football, and more coming up. Gym Class presented by DePaco Community Credit Union here on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have that rain winding down as we head into this afternoon. We'll be dry overnight tonight with temperatures around 60 degrees. Tomorrow we'll start dry. It'll be warm and breezy with temperatures climbing into the 70s to near 80 degrees. We'll then have the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into the late afternoon and early evening hours, and some of those storms may be strong. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
We had a lot of student loan debt, and we also had low credit scores for bad credit card decisions we had made in our younger years. Dan came home one day and told me that he had opened this account, and he had talked about different things that we could do to raise our credit score. And they were really small changes that we made and just kept up on.
We've always wanted to own our own restaurant. So I just kind of floated the idea like, oh, I found this food truck. This is what we can afford. This is what we can do. This is a restaurant.
I was like, yeah, let's try it. We have had so much fun with it. We've gotten to meet so many cool people and go to so many neat towns. And
now we're mentors to other people. And we try to help other people because people helped us.
We really believe in the community. We're only as strong as our weakest member. So we try to build people up and just give back.
Definitely visiting DePaco Credit Union was the thing that started all this journey, you know?
Your money for good. Learn more at DePaco.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are four times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards. Now all 11% off. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers. Get 11% off everything, including the full line of Dutch Boy paints, now at Menards. Good through April 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
presenting the world's worst combos. Using a chainsaw while blindfolded.
Hey, watch out!
Performing surgery while roller skating.
Whoa! Oh!
And being high while driving. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get an OWI. This ad brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Welcome back to the Gym Class at 3:38. Spencer in for Scott, joined by Mark Dukes as well, here for a Friday afternoon through a 9366-1600. Good interaction on the text line, as always, with epic collapses in the sports world. Ones you've witnessed, ones your teams have experienced, you've experienced as a fan. I figured we'd get good feedback on that, but
yeah,
there's a lot of joy in sports, and there's a lot of pain in sports as well, and this is one of those painful situations if you're a fan of the Minnesota Timberwolves that you will probably never forget. But Good to see the interaction. Appreciate your comments. Keep bringing those in as well. 319-366-1600 here for today. Before we get back into the sports world, I want to remind folks we do have a text to win opportunity this weekend. Mark, keep listening all this weekend because we have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see what's being called the Metal Tour of the Year. And it's coming right here to Cedar Rapids next Wednesday, April 27th at the Alliance Energy Powerhouse. Megadeth, along with Lamb of God and some special guests, they're going to be coming this coming Wednesday to Cedar Rapids. And we are going to give away tickets this weekend. You got to listen for a special text code. It's going to play throughout the day tomorrow and on Sunday, too. When you hear that, text in the code that you hear. It's a special word. We want you to text to us. I'm not going to give it away now, but when you hear it, text that to us at 319-366-1600. And then we will draw five winners on Monday for a pair of tickets.
Nice.
So listen for that text code. It's going to play throughout the weekend right here on KGYM. Where do you want to go? There's lots going on in the sports world.
Well, they held the Iowa basketball banquet last night.
Yeah.
And handed out several awards. Connor McCaffrey and Keegan Murray shared the Chris Street Award, which goes annually to the player or players who best demonstrate the spirit of the late Chris Street. Other award winners included top playmaker Jordan Bohannon, Connor McCaffrey, and Aaron Ulis. Newcomers of the Year, Philip Robracha and Peyton Sanford. Most improved, Tony Perkins and Chris Murray. Top rebounder, Keegan Murray. The Academic Excellence Award, shared by Connor McCaffrey and Keegan Murray. And the Kenny Arnold Spirit Award was shared by Jordan Bohannon, Patrick McCaffrey, and Austin Ash. And at the banquet, Connor McCaffrey had tweeted out, wondering what he was going to say at his senior banquet. Heck with it. I'm coming back next year. I'll do it next year.
Such a college kid thing to say. I'll do it next year. But that's one way to put out the news. He also put out a video on Twitter and announced he's coming back. And for an Iowa basketball team, it was expected they were going to lose. They were going to lose Keegan Murray. But we saw a number of transfers with Austin Ash and Josh Gundelay and Joe Toussaint leaving the program, still trying to figure out, the transfer portal, just like everybody is. I think it's good to have someone coming back who's got senior-level experience.
Experience is a big thing here with Connor McCaffrey. He's smart. He's an excellent passer. Can defend multiple positions. Very good basketball mind on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets his shooting stroke, that's a bonus.
Yeah, and he got hot down the stretch.
He did.
Yeah.
He had a good second half of the season, but I think that's nothing but good for the Iowa basketball program.
Yeah, 8186 pointing that out on the text line, that they're glad Connor is coming back, and 8186 saying, if you are upset, that is a you problem, saying just what you said, like having an assistant coach, essentially, on the floor. He's his father's son. He's the head coach's son. He's like having a coach on the floor. That is very true.
Yeah, cliche, but it's true.
Yeah.
He studies the other team extensively. Very good intuitions. That's not a bad thing to have on your team. Also, Purdue got good news.
Mm.
Zach Edey, the big 7'4" center, will be back at Purdue to play in his junior season.
Okay.
Not necessarily great news,
right,
for the rest of the Big Ten, but the difference is Trevion Williams will not be there.
Right.
And they often interchanged.
Right.
So Edey might have to play a bigger role for the Boilermakers. And also in portal news, Antoine Kimmins, Northern Iowa guard, mm-hmm. has announced he's going to leave the Panther program.
Okay. The portal, as the transfer portal turns, as we call it on Spencer on Sports. And it does continue to turn.
365.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jay Wright news broke a couple days ago, but still with the world reacting to Jay Wright stepping down any thought that he might be going to the NBA was squashed. It sounds like he is not interested in the slightest. I know some of the talking heads on some of the national networks instantly the morning after came out, I think he's going to the Lakers. I don't think Jay Wright wants anything to do with the Los Angeles Lakers or the NBA in general. He's going to be a great analyst.
I think he would, too.
Yeah. He knows his stuff. He's a great coach.
He just strikes me as a type of guy who makes a decision that he's not going to coach anymore. He's not going to coach anymore.
Yeah.
That game has gone final in Piscataway. Mm-hmm. Iowa defeating Rutgers, number 8 in the country, 4-1. First game of that series. Games, Spencer, coming up Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yes, noon tomorrow, I believe 11 a.m. on Sunday.
Okay.
So, yeah, that a big win. Adam Mazur, who's been just a fantastic addition to this Iowa pitching staff, 11 strikeouts today.
No walks.
No walks, 11 Ks. Brendan Schur with a solo home run. Isaiah Fallard with a two-run shot himself in the 8th. So the bats are coming alive. Now the key is you got to win the series.
Yeah.
They won the series last year. I believe it was 3-4 against Rutgers last year. Of course, this year's this year. But big win for sure. And it's an RPI builder, and that's huge because you look at the projections, and projections are just that. They're projections. They're not all set in stone. But Iowa was in the second tier out, I think, in the last projections from both D1Baseball.com and from Baseball America earlier this week. So they got some work to do, but you keep winning series, especially against top-ranked teams, top teams in the conference.
RPI builders.
Absolutely. And gotta at least get one more this weekend to if you lose the series, it's not the end of the world, obviously, but, you know, the goal is to get one more this weekend, and it will definitely be a successful weekend against the number 8 team in the country. But 4-1, Iowa baseball gets the win, big win for Coach Rick Heller and the squad over in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Locally, the Sea Rapids Colonels will play tonight.
Yep.
Despite the heavy rains earlier, tarp was on the field. Colonels announcing an hour ago that there will be Colonel baseball tonight. Cedar Rapids sweeping Peoria last night in the doubleheader, and they get together again tonight at 6:35. It's a 2-for-1 Friday.
It is. They won both those games last night. Both games were walk-off wins in the extra innings.
Yeah, how about that?
It's crazy. Colonels, I believe, still in first. Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Timberwolves are kings of the walk-off themselves. They walked off Quad Cities yesterday. That should be a fun series. I think I was checking it out. I'm planning out what Colonels games I want to go to this year. And Wisconsin's coming in, I think, the week leading up to Memorial Day week. Mm-hmm. So if you're hoping to see certain prospects, I've found this out, go early. Because if they're good, they're moving up.
Yeah,
that's,
for sure.
That's nothing new. I know folks who followed minor league baseball have known that. But it's a weather hopefully warming up here. Going to be like 80 degrees tomorrow. So perfect time to get out and check out the Colonels if you have not done that. Or any baseball. Wish the Hawkeyes were in town this weekend, but they are not. They're in New Jersey. Road trip this weekend? No, probably not. But see how things
go. Road trip to Iowa City?
Yeah.
A little football?
Yeah, it's spring football. It's not spring game per se, but the spring practice tomorrow morning, 9:45, I believe, is the start time. 8:45, I saw gates open. If you're heading down there tomorrow, it should be some great weather for that. And what are you watching for in the spring contest? There's only so much you could take away from a 11-on-11 scrimmage like that. But if you are going tomorrow, or if you're just in general interested, what do you want to see from the final spring practice of 2022? Heading into fall camp, 3-1-9-3-6-6-1600. I'm sure a lot of people will say the quarterback position. I think that's the position of interest, right? It's got to improve. It's got to get better. That goes without saying, but we'll see how things shake out, and I'm sure we'll get a full report after everything. And nobody's gonna overreact to this spring right. practice tomorrow.
There will be somebody that sticks out, and people go head over heels about him. But I don't get too excited about a spring scrimmage. I loved it when it was an actual game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think I would be looking at line play. How good does the each side of the line look? We know what the strengths of this team is going to be, apparently, going into next year. I think the two Williamses in the backfield, I think, are going to be interesting to watch. But quarterback is the obvious answer, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quarterback and, you know, some of the young guys, too. You look at, like, a Xavier Wampa.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's been, you know, working out with the team, but the public doesn't get to see, you know, the practices like they will tomorrow morning in Iowa City. So how does he look on the field in some
scaled down action? And there's usually multiple guys who are sitting out, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, it's just because of injuries or things that are nagging from last season. You don't know. But see if you're going down there. Enjoy it tomorrow morning at 9:45 down in Iowa City. 319-366-1600, 0905, circling back to the Iowa basketball news with Connor McCaffrey. 0905 asking, is there any way Connor coming back could be a predictor for getting the player out of Utah Valley, Fardaw's AMAC? They don't say that specifically, but that's who they're referring to. Or is that a stretch? 0905 commenting that Connor did not announce right away that he'd be coming back, saying that they're just dreaming.
Yeah.
Be interesting. I don't know. I know AMAC's got a lot of different suitors. I'm sure NIL is going to play a big, big role in that. But I think what Iowa has to point to is how they developed a guy like Luka Garza into being National Player of the Year and an NBA draft choice. But, you know, that would be my selling point if I'm Fran McCaffrey, quite obviously. But who knows? There are so many different factors that go into it now that it's, you know,
yeah,
it's impossible to tell.
86.99 on the text line. Ben Jacobson is a great coach and is going to pay for it after he helps those kids develop and get some exposure. Now, Antoine Kimmins, the third player in the UNI program to hit the transfer portal, A.J. Green, and the kid out of Dubuque.
Noah Carter,
yep. I'm sorry. So there is that.
17:23, I think, getting our call for weekend events outside. Louisiana High School Exhibition Baseball Game at the Field of Dreams. is that legit? Or
yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know why they come all the way here to play at the Field of Dreams. Maybe when all the new fields are done and stuff, you might see that. But I don't think they'd play that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I still got to get – I have to get out there. I have yet to be out there.
Field of Dreams?
Yeah. Am I a bad person for not – being out there yet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Because, I mean, like, I didn't grow up in Eastern Iowa, but I lived in, like, Southwest Wisconsin area all my life, save for college and a good chunk of my radio career.
I think I'd do it sooner than later because they're going to start building this youth baseball complex and hotel, and they're going to have to make the roads wider.
Right.
I think it's
losing
two lane
its
going in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit it sooner or later.
Yeah, got to do it this summer. That's on the early summer bucket list before things change. Change sometimes is good. Change sometimes is bad. I don't know. I don't want to get into this whole debate again, but I don't personally think it's necessary, but we'll see what happens. Maybe the people who are saying that the changes they're making are bad. Or that are bad now, we'll see the bright side, see good from it. We don't know, but that's just how things shake out. 3:54, we got one more break to take. We'll come back to wrap it up after this here in KGYM.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone, see?
Huh, nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No, you actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Spring leaf vacuum collection continues through April. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
And we're back at 3:55, gym class winding down. Show presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Got to apologize to 1723. The Louisiana baseball exhibition game at Field of Dreams is legit. It's happening. So that's awesome. Wish my high school or youth baseball team had an opportunity to do that, but we did not. So cherish that moment. It's a cool spot. Cool spot to be in.
Not an inexpensive trip, I don't imagine.
No. But still, memories that'll last a lifetime playing at the Field of Dreams. That is for sure. Lots going on this weekend. We didn't really touch on baseball. We talked about Iowa baseball and Hawkeyes winning 4-1 in Rutgers. But Twins and White Sox, you and Scott have like a bet or something?
We don't, but maybe we should.
Did I stir the pot that I shouldn't have?
Neither team playing particularly well right now, so I'm going to be interested to see who prevails in that series. And I think pretty good weather in Minnesota, so that game I think is on tonight. Again, the Cubs pushed back from an afternoon game today. They will play tonight, scheduled at 7:05.
Mm-hmm. Brewers and Phillies this weekend. That's the ESPN Sunday Night Baseball game and the Saturday afternoon game on ESPN Radio. So
it's a good one.
Should be a pretty good series. I believe Freddy Peralta gets the ball for the Brewers tonight. He struggled his first two outings of the year, so we'll see how things shake out tonight. And then you can catch those games right here in KGYM. Of course, NBA playoff action as well. Mark, good to work with you as always.
Likewise, Spencer. We'll talk to you on Monday one way or another.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for joining us here on KGYM. The gym class over for a Friday afternoon, but don't forget Todd and Alex coming up next. They've got another shot to win those Daughtry tickets. One more chance to win tickets to see Daughtry in Cedar Rapids coming up this summer. One more chance to win those tickets. Also, Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register joining them at 5.